times of Krishna. Everything goes away, all karma. If all karma has been gone, there is no prarabdha karma, then how they will practice bhakti? So Krishna creates something by his mercy, so that they may have this body and come to this world, and they will have associations of bhakta. So by the mercy of Krishna, Krishna creates prarabdha karma. And in that prarabdha karma, there are sukha and dukha also both. Why? Because if there is no dukha, there will be no separation mood. And without separation mood, without dukha, they cannot practice, they cannot tell Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Weeping with tears. We cannot tell. And without this mood, name will not be Subdhanam. So anyone should try to do, but by try it will not be. So Krishna gives so much suffering that he should take name with tear and with heart, that, oh Krishna, save us, save us. Here, all the miseries of whole world, even of narak, you know?
Hell.
All are together in one side, and Gopi's Dirah is another side. Gopi's Dirah has so much misery, more than this. Understand? So, we are feeling separation, we are feeling suffering. Only by your feet, if it is touched by our heart, then it will be sarva sukhadayak, santaman chaje. It will be anandadayak. O adhinasan, adhinasan mane dheyam apadi, adhihan, arpaya adhihan. Adhi means pap, misery. Han mane hanta, dur karne wala. Those who remove all kinds of miseries and rogues and everything. Now their adhi is calm. So they are praying Krishna to remove that calm rupi adhi. That calm lives always in heart, and if you touch by your lotus feet our heart, then it will be removed magically. If you will keep your lotus feet there, our so much distress and all kinds of suffering will go away, but you will have feel no parisam,
difficulty.
No, as easily you can do this. And you will feel happiness because you are Raman. Hey Raman, that is Raman. Atha, O Raman, you should listen or this prayer and be pleased with playing with us here. And you should also mane sukbho, also test happiness, and we will remove all kinds of suffering. same thing. Bas today. Ah? Bharata hoye geche. Any question?
Yes, I don't exactly understand that you say Krishna creates prarabdha karma because that's necessary for them to feel the unhappiness. Maybe I should just wait and then realize.
If anyone tells one name and it becomes namabhas, by namabhas, every kind of path, prarabdha, or prarabdha, everything
goes away.
If path has gone,
yes,
but he has not received Krishna prem.
Oh.
No? Without having Krishna prem, he cannot go to Braj. So what is the way?
So
it is prarabdha kam has been work.
Yes.
It is certainly that he will have no birth. And by birth, he cannot have any association of sadhak bhakta. And without sadhan bhajan and sadhan association of sadhak Vaishnava, he cannot have nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav and prem. And without prem, he cannot go to praja. Then what should be done?
But don't the gopis have prem and also no karma?
Oh, it is far away. He will not have any kind of prem without practicing. Sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti, then prema bhakti. And for these three things, he will have to come in this world. And association is necessary. But he has taken Harinam or he heard Harikatha, Abhas, and his everything is pap and punya has gone away.
And
he has no birth. So Krishna kindly creates something, prarabdha karma, in them so that they may come to this world and they should associate with us. And they to do bhava bhakti and sadhan bhakti and bhava. So calamity comes or birth and death comes one by their prarabdha karma. And at that time they are bound to have birth and death and to test their all these things, papunya. Otherwise, there are some other persons, they have no any pap punya, but yet they come. Who are they? Those who have some sanskar by association of bhakti, and they have chanted Hare Krishna Nam, with abhas, everything this has been done. For them, Krishna mercy. By the will of Krishna, anyone comes. I think that you have come not by bounding by your last papunya, but you have come this world by the grace of Krishna. He has created some prarabdha karma in you that you are testing all these things and doing bhakti also. Understand? You can go directly at once without delay. You
Purata Vardhanam
Sopanatanam Varita Venuna Sushtuchandita Itara Ravadi Maranam Nilam Vitara Virana Tedharam
Purata Vardhanam Sopanatanam Varita Venuna Sushtuchandita. All words have very deep meaning. You should try to hear from him.
Don't
hear. You then rely on this. You rely on this. Gopis are telling your lips are amritam. Te dhara amritam adhara amritam or the nectar of your lips, both meaning your other are themselves nectar or juice of your lips are amrit. Please give her. Why? Because they have quality, so many qualities. We are dying here because you have left us, so you are dying. But when we remember this thing, lips, those who are nectar, our surat vardhanam becomes, our surat becomes, goes up. Surat means Surat means Prem Vishesh Maya Sambhog Ichha. Where Prem goes up to a so high scale where gopis want to meet Krishna. Not meeting, there are so many things in that meeting. Full of calm. We cannot explain more than this. But this explanation is nothing. Everything is hidden there. So, who, Surat means also, who, too many, in a special way, Rata, Ratmani mixing together. Surat. When Krishna and gopis meet together in a special way, having so much ananda, pleasure. That is called sura. And seeing or having that adharamritam, it goes up to last stage. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that O Dhanvantari. Dhanvantari, you know?
Avatar who brought the Ayurveda.
Ayurveda. So you are like Dhanvantari, Vaidya Siromani. Best of Uthijishi. We are dying by Kamrog, by
disease of lust or sense.
We are searching medicine for that Kamrog, Hetro. And we know that you are Bhishak Siromani. So we have come to you that please give that medicine, a special medicine, so that we can be safe. Suratavardhanam. Suratavardhak. Pushtivardhak. Pushtivardhak. Pushtivardhak means, you know, Uddipan. So it is like Uddipan. If any there is rogue, you know, disease, and if we take the things which are not favorable, and doctor has told that you should not take it. Catherine, Cameron? Cameron? Don't take. But if anyone sees, he likes to take it. And when he takes, this is go up. Nectar of your lips are like Uddipan of this road. Because it is Surat, arthat Sambhog Ichha ko Vriddhi karti hai. Sambhog, you know, that to meet and taste. So it must grow up. Shokanasanam. Shokanasan means
misery
to stop, to calm. This why that so. How effeminate takes that nectar, they will certainly forget everything. So, if anyone has so much, he is so much suffering, operation has been done, and operation is giving so much pain. But if anyone gives any injection, morphia injection, morphia no injection, you know,
morphine.
What he does? What he does?
He becomes unconscious.
So by taking that nectar of lips, makes us forgets everything. Our body, sense, and suffering all goes away. So surata vardhanam sokanasanam. But Krishna is telling that my this is so precious. How by if you can give so much high class of price, I can distribute you these things. Then they are telling that it is not your saying is not justified because you are Dandi Veera. Vitara Veer. Here Veer means a
hero in charity.
Hero in charity. Anyone does not want anything. If anyone is dying at this spot, I think that if there is anyone who knows how to protect him, he does not want anything. Because they must be so liberal. So you are like so Dandi. We are dying, you are seeing, and we are praying for that medicine. We know that you can give it without any mulya, without any, without charge, without any charge. Because you are the, so you should give it without any charge. Swarita Venuna. Krishna is filling his Adharamrit in Venu, and that is called Nad. Nad means swara. Swar Nad. Nad, you know? Venu Nad. Every word has something Nad. Clean itself Nad. But when he comes in Bansi, so his lips, it means that the nectar of his lips are coming so Bansi, Venu Nad. So Swarita Venu Na. Coming so Bambu Venu. Venu is pullinga. Pulling money?
Masculine.
Gender. What to tell ladies? Even male don't want to live this thing. But we are. And that is why that Venu, part of bamboo, being Venu, being male and senseless, but always try to catch Chumban. Kiss, always kiss your lips, always. He does not want to live at all. Krishna can tell that, oh, when there is any kamarog in any lady, she should leave his kupatha. Kupatha means the things unfavorable dads. And the dads are the asakti, asakti means attachment. towards dhan, mana wealth, jan, jan means family, son, sister, daughter, wife, husband, all attachments are kupatsa, bad guys. So you should leave, then you, I can give you this. They are telling that first give us your adharamrita, and by taking and by testing that itself, we will leave all these attachments. Because your lips, amrita, nectar is so qualified that if anyone drinks it, everything attachment goes away. Itar raga bis maranam niranam. So all kinds of men, general person, all persons, whether they may be man or woman, any, itar rag, bis maranam, they forget. Itar rag means they only want to drink this, and all other vishya sakti, attachment towards material attachment. They give up all these things, and only they have only this attachment that I should always take this lip amrita. So there is no fear of kupatsa. Kupatsa means bad guy. It will go automatically. So this adharamrita is a very good, adbhut, wonderful medicine. And if dur kar deta hai, kupatsa ityadi sab dur kar deta hai. Destroys, remove all kinds of kupatsa also. We have the anubhav. We have realized this. That I have taken, and again we have caught in this disease. We have first realized this. So we have come to you again to take this medicine. Nirnam. Itar rag bis maranam nirnam. তোমরা পড়ো পড়ো যাও ওখানে হরিনাম করো তো এখানে ওখানে দিতে এগুলি তোমরা কি শুনবে শুনে কি লাভ নিরাম মিন্স ম্যানকাইন্ড হোয়াট টু টেল অ্যাবাউট লেডিস মেন অলসো can bismarak mane they can forget every kinds of attachment. So what to tell about lady? So you should give your adharamic to us, because you are so liberal and dhanvi. we have belief that you will give this nectar to protect us. Vishwanath Jiva Goswami is telling, here itara raga bismaranam, the things which are special in his explanation I will tell. Here all things are the same, but itara raga bismaranam, the taste of desire here in this world, sarvabhauma pad, brahma pad, dhruva pad, understand all this, like chitraketu hoy chilo ke vistasu, amar ekdom kichu mone nei. Vikasur has told, nanaka pristam nacha paramestam na sarubhamam narasadipattam na yoga siddhir apunar bhavangba samanya sattva virahaya kankse. I don't want anything except you. I don't want swarga. I don't like dhruva lok. And dhruva pad, pad means the post. I don't want brahma post. He has so much power. I don't like also apunar bhavang, mane moksha. I don't want anything. We want only to serve you by sharir, by body, and think about you by mind, and to do kirtan by mouth. We don't want anything. So, if anyone takes this medicine, can easily, he can forget swarga, father, mother, dear wife, husband, everything of this world, of swarga, of brahmalok, and another up to mukti will forget. Here swarita venuna means the nectar of his lips comes out through venu, and it comes in the ear. Ear is like mouth. If anyone tests directly the nectar of, directly, what to say about it? If anyone has no such shobhagya, fortune, and if he only hears this, even then he is so much fortunate, and he can forget everything, all this. What to tell this if anyone cannot hear, but he can hear the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna is playing on floor and gopis are hearing, or anyone hearing, many deers are hearing, kakku are hearing, mayurman, peacock, they are hearing. And they begin to dance and begin to stop their every activity. If anyone see, hear this pastime also, they can also remove their all these things.
They are all equally good?
Huh?
Each of those processes are equally good?
No.
No.
They are, he is telling, if anyone can have directly this, like gopis, they are so, so much personal. And last level, top of all. If anyone cannot have this thing, like cuckoos are those who only hear the past tense of Krishna, that Krishna is playing on flute, and all the beasts, all the birds, and all are hearing. By hearing this, anyone can have that ambition that I may also hear that. And for that he will certainly give up all his desires to test this world, to test these all roop, kun, roop, kya is jagat ka ye sab ki jagat ki asakti ko chhod dega. He will give up all kinds of asakti. He will never want swarga, apabarga, mukti, nothing he will. Gopis are telling that it is so trustful that anyone cannot blame that only Brajaistri are attracted by this, that thing. But to tell us, even a bamboo, a part of bamboo that is called Venu, and Venu being a male and dried thing, if that thing wants this thing, then what to tell us? These lips, kya? Amrita? Nectar. Anyone easily cannot have. Most of bhakta means devotees, and not devotees in general type of devotees, a special kinds of devotees who are parijan, associates of Krishna, they can get it through Tambulrag. Tambulrag, you know? Tambulrag. Krishna takes petal and then he gets Dasi Adharam. One thing also, Krishna takes Mahaprasad, prasad, puri, chawal, dal, tarkari, all this is all these things. The remnants are also called Adharamrita, and also the if Krishna is talking to anyone, he is singing, he is talking, then these are also remnants of Krishna. But anyone cannot directly take this without gopis. Those gopis, we are waiting for this, they are telling that we are not getting and so we are dying. But besides gopis, anyone cannot have. Anyone, those who are so much fortunate, they can have it by remnants of tambur. What? Petal nuts and all by other things. Not directly. But gopis are not satisfied by taking remnants and net beat petal. Petal leaf or anything.
For hearing?
No, they are not satisfied. We can be satisfied by hearing only. We can be satisfied. So they want especially Adhara Amritam. Adhar is the Amrita, not the anything else. If a man does not want to live it as bamboo part Venu does not want to live, then how we can live this idea of not taking? He has told Surata Vardhanam Sokanasanam Itara Raga Bhishmaranam. Three adjectives. No? Surata Vardhanam Sokanasanam Itara Raga Bhishmaranam. Three adjectives has been told here. That is to drink nectar. This ambition, this badha deta hai, increases. If anyone's ambition is to drink it, but when he sees or hears, he at once this ambition increases. Surata Vardhanam, to meet Krishna and to test Krishna. And Sokanasanam, if it is found, it is received, then this Sok, why Sok is there? Suffering is there because they are not seeing Krishna. If Krishna will meet them, him then. Then Sok will also go away and he will have nectar automatically. So Sok will go away. And Itara Raga Bhishmaranam and all kinds of attachment automatically go away. And this is, he has told that it is Paramartha, Purusartha. Purusartha means there are four kinds of Purusartha: dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Pancham Purusartha is Krishna Prem. But this is more than Krishna Prem, superior than Krishna Prem to have these things. So our Purusartha, mane Pancham Purusartha, Krishna Prem, and this is superior than that. So it is our Purusartha for whom? Those who have not tested it, those who are hankering for Krishna Prem, they have object to get it. Here, he one thing also telling. If there are so many flowers here, no? This sense vanity, fragrance of all combined is coming. Are you qualified to make separate all fragrance? Can you distinguish if all are coming together?
Total.
But all are not same. So this Amrita nectar is also has so much fragrance. And Venu Nad, that is coming through flute, that both are so much mixed here. It is very difficult to separate. But if any Rasik Vaishnava is there, he can only separate all this. None can separate. of what flower this fragrance is coming. If water and milk mix coming to us, we cannot differentiate. We will see that both are one, but
swan
can